Hello, and welcome to the Cute Critters Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about betta fish as pets. In the fish area of the pet industry, betta fish are probably one of the most popular pet fish. This is probably because they are very colorful and a bit smarter than other fish. How can you care for a betta fish? To start, you'll need a tank. You might hear people saying 2.5 or 3.5 gallons are okay, but a 5-gallon tank is the minimum. Betta fish come from Thailand, which is why they're often called Siamese fighting fish. Temperatures there are warmer, so you need a heater for your tank. The temperature should be about 25 degrees Celsius or 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Anything lower than that will be too cold and could harm your betta fish. You will also need a filter. Keep in mind that the current should be gentle. Sponge filters are usually a good option. You'll also need water that is treated with a dechlorinator. Of course, you still need to provide enrichment and excitement. You will need gravel at the bottom. I recommend dark color or larger grain gravel. Dark colored gravel makes the fish stand out more, and larger gravel will be easier to clean. You also need some plants. They can be live or fake. If they are fake plants, try to get silk or fabric ones, because plastic ones could snag on their fins. If you are going to get live plants, I recommend floating plants like Amazon frogbit or rooted plants like Anubias, Nana, or Java fern. For live plants, you might want to pick up some aquatic plant fertilizer tablets or a fertilizer you can put in the water. You'll also need to trim live plants occasionally. Keep in mind, if you are going with live plants, they must be aquatic plants, not house plants or other types of plants. They should also be safe for a betta fish. What do betta fish eat? Betta fish are mostly carnivores. When I say mostly, I say that plants might be included sometimes in a part of their diet, but it isn't necessary. For betta fish pellets, the first 5 ingredients should be meat. In captivity, feed them 4 to 6 pellets or a very tiny pinch each day or every second day. If you feed pellets every second day, the other days you should feed things like frozen bloodworms, live or frozen daphnia, and live or frozen brine shrimp. These kinds of food should be fed at least once a week, no matter what feeding schedule you choose. How much of these frozen or live foods should you feed, and how can you buy them? Frozen bloodworms are most common to find in pet stores or fish shops. They typically come in cubes, but 1 cube is definitely too much for 1 feeding. Instead, feed about 1/4 of a cube per feeding. Frozen brine shrimp or daphnia typically come in sheets, and occasionally in cubes. If you have cubes, cut them in quarters for 1 feeding. If you have sheets, break off a small piece. If you can buy live brine shrimp for a betta fish, or some other types of fish, they are typically sold as babies. There are many different hatchery kits you can buy to hatch your own baby brine shrimp. Feed just a small amount and let your betta hunt for them. You can also buy or raise daphnia. For this, just feed a few. Betta fish should only eat a portion the size of their eyeball for each meal. Their eyes are the same size as their stomach. If you are feeding betta fish a treat, such as freeze-dried tube effect worms, you should only feed a few. It isn't a meal, so they should have a small amount. How often should you feed a betta fish? You can feed a betta fish twice a day, as long as you feed them the right portions and leave a day of fasting. You don't have to leave a day of fasting, but it's recommended. Betta fish can go 2 weeks without food, but of course, it's not good if you let them starve. If your betta fish's stomach seems very small all the time, or they aren't eating a lot, you don't have to leave a day of fasting. If their stomach is often bulgy and it seems like they're eating too much, then you should give them a day of fasting. If you have a betta fish at your office, it's okay if you don't feed them over the weekend. It should be fine as long as you feed them enough the other days. I personally recommend keeping a betta fish in your house instead of your office, though. Can betta fish play? Yes, they can. Try to provide them with enrichment. You can place a ping pong ball at the top of the water and let them push it around with their nose. Plants provide enrichment too, whether live or fake. You can also teach them tricks such as jumping, following your finger, going through a hoop, and following a target stick. You can even train them to eat out of your hands. You shouldn't touch your betta fish, though. They have a protective coating of slime on them, which can be damaged by oils and bacteria on your hands, which could kill them. Teaching them tricks requires them to trust you, though. As with any animal, earning your trust will take patience. It'll also take patience to teach your betta fish tricks. When they are learning a trick, reward them with food if they do the right thing. To play with them, you can also draw in the tank with dry erase markers, although they have to be the right kind for certain materials. They are good pets to watch and easier to take care of than quite a few other pets. They are great pets for people who are new to pets. They can also make great pets for kids, given the right supervision. Keep in mind that the kids will probably not be able to clean the tank, so that will be the parents' job. Although betta fish aren't the most rewarding pets out there, they are nice to watch and have beautiful colors. For some people, betta fish are the perfect pet. Who knows? Maybe betta fish are the perfect pet for you.